You've served nearly two decades on the SCC Board of Trustees. Why have you decided that you want to continue serving?
Well, I enjoy working with the college, both the youth and then the workforce development part of the college. I attended that college 40-plus years ago, and so, you know, I've got an attraction that way. And I just like to create a situation where we can have students attend that for less cost if they're transfer students and then go on to four-year schools. And then a big thing in Iowa now, you know, is the middle-skilled jobs. And so we can create programs that people can go there for a certificate, which may be a year or less, or a two-year degree, and then they can come out with very good jobs, very good salaries. And so for both those reasons, I just enjoy being a part of helping the community and creating that opportunity.
Hilliard says SCC has changed a lot during his 19 years in office. He says most notably is the facilities.
When I started, it was in a almost condemned elementary building, I think, you know, a long time ago. The facilities have really improved, which is good. But I think the needs have changed. You know, the students now are you have technology. They have lots of different choices, and so I just think that right now we compete with students who go straight to the workforce or to go to other schools, and so you don't have as many just stay at home and drive into just their local community college. You know, they look for programs that fit their needs or four-year schools, or like I say, then they might not go at all. And so I think it's just a changing environment now that we try to you know, work our enrollment and grow our enrollment with students. So
Hilliard says along with experience, he feels he brings a willingness to speak his mind when needed to the board.
And try to, you know, bring the experience that I have. I actually have a job where I travel around Iowa, and so I see a lot of the different other colleges and see the opportunities that we have for the, you know, different students. And so I can bring that experience into it. And then, of course, the 19 years on the board. My background would be I was actually a VOAG teacher for 7 years right out of college. And so I have that background. And then I've been in the agriculture field ever since then. And so that piece of it I can bring as an experience back into the college. But I think as a board member, you have to ask the questions, do your homework. And then when the board makes a decision, then I think you have to support that decision that the board makes. And you know, and the biggest thing we have as a board is really hiring a president and then supporting that president and administration in what they do at the college.
Hilliard believes the college is moving in the right direction as far as attempting to recruit students to SCC.
You know, you see the visible buildings going on, but so that's one direction, is to have facilities that will attract people and create then programs, you know, that meet the needs for students. So the nursing would be an example of that new building. You know, we've expanded the nursing program, and we have a really good enrollment there, and we're doing it with other programs too. But then I think it's really just trying to bring in students. We have too many students that in our Southeast Iowa area that do not go to post-high school education, and then some that go to other colleges. So I think it's a matter of our direction would be to create an atmosphere that will bring students into SCC. And the newer buildings, the programs we have, you know, we've got a new set of dorms there on the campus. So let's try to do things that can help grow that for SCC.
Is that the biggest challenge facing SCC, or is there something else that you see as the biggest challenge?
Well, I think the biggest is finances. And, you know, the state has budget has been limited, and so we haven't had some of the funding that we'd like to have. So it's tied to finances. Now, enrollment's part of that because, you know, more and more of our income comes from tuition. And so it's basically the biggest challenge we have, I think, is finances, to make sure that we have the operational fund. You know, we've raised money for the buildings through private donations, and then we also had the one bond issue. But it's the operations part of the college, is to make sure that we have between states funds and a very small part that's really locally funded, but most of it's through tuition and the state funding, and just to make sure we can balance the budget and continue to provide, you know, those programs that we need for the students. So it's tied a little to enrollment, but it's really finances is probably the biggest challenge.
Hilliard says there has not been any action taken by the Board of Trustees in the last year or so that stand out to him as a bad decision.
We did have a lot of debate around how we would support the new sports complex, And we did, have been supportive as a board that it's a little different kind of a venture where we're participating in having that sports complex as really a separate entity that be built on campus, because we think it'll benefit our students, but also the whole community, with a little bit more of the effect on the winter, maybe sports like the Rexplex does in Burlington for summer and spring and fall. So that would be one that we had a lot of discussion, what should we do and shouldn't do, and making sure we represent the college, along with the community. But I can't think of any that have been really negative. So,
is there anything that jumps out that maybe in your next term you would like to see done at SCC, maybe that's not being done now?
Well, we did have our latest conference this summer in Davenport, and we had several speakers that come in from usually not just Iowa, but across the country, to talk. So I know one of the topics was there was to talk about how they worked with their community and not just the college, but other people within the chambers of commerce and the Better Business, all of those, and actually just independent individual businesses. So I think we're going to have to do more of that, maybe even as it relates to funding, to make sure we can continue to grow and we don't want to get tuition so high that we limit students being able to attend. And so I think that's one of our challenges. So probably working more with communities and businesses and looking at how do we continue to handle our financial issues at the college.